Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. I'm your host, Alex. And I'm Jordan. Today, we're diving into a topic that's super relevant for anyone creating content in 2026. We're talking about why your thumbnail trends just aren't working anymore and how you can fix that. Exactly. We've seen a huge shift in what works for thumbnails, especially with how this YouTube algorithm is evolving. It's all about capturing those clicks. But if you're using outdated strategies, you might be flatlining on views. Yeah, it's kind of wild, right? You could spend hours perfecting your video, but if your thumbnail doesn't pull people in, it's all for nothing. So what's the first thing we should know about these 2026 thumbnail trends? First off, one of the biggest shifts we're seeing is a move away from those polished, plastic-looking AI faces. People are craving authenticity now more than ever. YouTube's CEO Neil Mohan actually mentioned this in a letter. The algorithm is prioritizing content that feels real over those hyper-polished visuals. Oh, wow, that's actually really interesting. So, real human expressions are where it's at now? Absolutely. A recent study showed that thumbnails with genuine human micro-expressions yield 22% higher long-term click satisfaction compared to those fancy AI-generated ones. It's all about connecting with viewers on a human level. Makes sense. I mean, who wants to watch something that feels fake, right? But what about those creators who are still cramming every little detail into their thumbnails? Ah, yes. That's a common mistake. Many beginners think that adding more text, arrows, and logos will make it pop, but it actually does the opposite. Thumbnails with more than 3 focal points see a 42% drop in retention within the first 3 seconds because of visual clutter. So what should they focus on instead? Alex, simplicity is key. Stick to one face, one object, and maybe 3 words of text. This approach helps create a cleaner, more engaging thumbnail that grabs attention. Got it. Now let's talk about content creators who are diving into the world of AI. I've heard that some are over-relying on those tools. Is that a problem? Yes, it absolutely can be. In early 2025, around 68% of top-performing YouTube channels were using AI for thumbnails. But here's the catch. When creators rely solely on AI without human oversight, they risk what? I call the AI penalty trap. Sounds serious. What's happening there? Creators who solely depend on AI often see an initial boost in click-through rates, but then they experience a drop of about 0.7 to 2.3 points within weeks. Viewers might click on the shiny AI image, but if the video doesn't match that vibe, they'll bounce away, hurting your overall engagement. That's such an important point. So how can creators use AI without falling into that trap? The key is to blend AI with human insight. For example, use AI to generate background ideas or test color palettes, but always overlay a genuine human face on top. This combination can actually double your iteration speed and improve your click-through performance significantly. I love that. Now, what about professional channels? Are they facing the same issues? Yes, indeed. Even top-tier channels are falling into the trap of overthinking their designs. One pro channel with 1 million subscribers switched from polished AI thumbnails back to candid, unedited shots and saw their click-through rate increase by 22%. Wow, that's a huge jump. But I guess they're designing for those big monitors while their audience is on tiny phone screens, right? Exactly. You've got to consider that most viewers are on mobile devices. You only have about 1/2 a second to grab their attention, so placing key elements in the left 2/3 of the thumbnail is crucial. If you don't, mobile. UI elements can cover it up. That's a great tip. And what about contrast? I've heard that's important too. Absolutely. You want a contrast ratio of at least 4.5 to 1 between your text and background. If you ignore this, you could also see those CTR drops we mentioned earlier. High contrast helps your thumbnails stand out on those dim mobile screens. So it's all about clarity and readability. What's next after getting the layout and contrast sorted out? Testing, testing, testing. YouTube has expanded its A/B testing features, and it's now a game changer. But you can't just test randomly. Focus on matching the emotion in your thumbnail with the tone of your video. Thumbnails that feature strong emotional expressions can increase CTR by 20 to 30%. Oh, I love that. So the thumbnail's emotion should really align with the content. If your video's a calm tutorial, but your thumbnail looks shocked, you're setting yourself up for failure. Exactly. This disconnect will hurt your retention. So isolating variables is key when you're testing. Great advice. So how can creators get started with all these tips today? First off, remember, the landscape is tougher now. You can't just slap an AI filter on a bad photo. Upgrade your thumbnail canvas to 1920 by 1080 pixels, keep the file size under 2 megabytes, and limit yourself to 3 focal points maximum. Perfect. And keeping that important info on the left side is crucial too, right? Yes, following these steps can help you work with the algorithm instead of against it. So to sum it all up, be authentic, simplify your designs, blend AI with human creativity, test those thumbnails, and always think mobile first. You got it. That's a solid wrap-up, and that's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.